We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Thank heaven for our beautiful world.
For the birds that soar in the immense sky.
For the precious flora that adorns our earth in an exquisite array of colors.
For the awe-inspiring and majestic sceneries.
And for all the amazing animals, our co-inhabitants, that generously share their beauty and unconditional love.
Blessed are we to be guests on this magnificent planet.
In deep gratitude, may all creations thrive in peace and dignity under the merciful grace and protection of our Creator.
Hello and welcome, admirable viewers, to Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. From Los Angeles, California, USA, Supreme Master Television airs 24 hours a day, 7 days a week on 14 satellite platforms that reach hundreds of millions of households around the world. In Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astro 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland, and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV, Channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2. Africa, Intelsat 10KU band and Intelsat 10C band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10C band, ABS, AsiaSat 5 and AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19. Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 77 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs.
In Cameroon, in Bamenda, Channel 26 on Cameroon Cable Network Plus. In Limbe, in Environ, Channel 40 on CSSAT. In Douala, Channel 56 on Vision Cable TV. In Bouer, Channel 57 on Medium Network Service, or MNS. And in Kumba, Channel 23 on Siat Kumba. In Bafut, Channel 1 on Basatcom Bafut. In Bafoussam, Channel 30 on Blondelsat. And in Edea, Channel 37 on Itablesemong Eserna.
In Brazil, in San Gonzalo, Rio de Janeiro, Channel 19 on TV Costa Verde.
In Bogota, Colombia, in Beavista Noroccidental, La Estrada, La Estradita, Ciudad Onda, and Bosque Popular, Channel 16 on Parabolica Beavista. In Villa Mayor and Aledaños, Channel 44 on Via Visión de Villa Mayor. In Ciudadela, Ciudad Tunal, Channel 31 on ASU Parabolica Tunal Cable Company. In Localidad Engativá UPZ, Boyacá Real, Las Ferias, and Santa Cecilia, Channel 43 on Tele Boyacá Real Cable Company. And Channel 62 on Telemorisco Cable Company. In Candelaria La Nueva, San Francisco and Arborizadora, Channel 46 on TV Candelaria Cable Company.
In Localidad 9, Chapinero Kilometro 5.5 La Calera, Channel 51 on Cima TV Cable Company. In Localidad Fontibón, in Localidad Barrios Unidos, Channel 41 on Tele Los Nidos. In Kennedy, Channel 55 on Litemar. In Zona 10, Channel 52 on Tele 10. In Nuevo Canadi, 1, 2, and 3, Paraíso Casablanca, 32 and 33, Urbanización 25, 26, and 27, Channel 43 on Pacanuc. In Zona 10, Engativa, 10 Barrios, Channel 29 on Tele Reliquia. And in Ciudad Bolívar, Channel 73 on ATV, La Estancia.
And in Costa Rica, in Tilarán, Nuevo Arenal, and La Fortuna de San Carlos, Channel 20 on Cable Arenal del Lago S.A. In the Dominican Republic, in Tireo, El Rio, and Las Palmas, Channel 81 on División Visión. In Costanza, Channel 81 on Telecable Mi Cabaña. In Provincia María Trinidad Sánchez, Channel 85 on TDN. In Distrito Nacional and Provincia Santo Domingo, Channel 88 Analog System and Channel 288 Digital System on Éxito Visión. In Las Matas del Farfán, Channel 31 on Matos Aguas Visas Televisión. And in Santo Domingo Norte, Distrito Nacional, Santo Domingo Oeste, Channel 46 on Telecable Dominicano. In Provincia de Higüey, Channel 30 on TV Arcoiris. In Sabana de la Mar, Channel 72 on Holytel.
In Paraguay, in Valleme, Channel 24 on Video Cable. In Encarnación, Channel 03 on Itaqua Cable Visión. In Santa Rosa del Aguaray, Channel 21 on Cable Visión. In Chore, Channel 27 on Chore Video Cable. In Santani, Channel 30 on Tapera Quay Cable Company. In Orqueta, Channel 32 on Damoa SAA. In Asunción, Channel 70 on TIT Cable TV. In Minga Guazu, Channel 44 on TV Cable Minga Guazu. In Hernandarias, Channel 41 on TV Cable Hernandarias. And in Ciudad del Este, Channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná.
In Formosa or Taiwan, nationwide on Channel 85 on Multimedia On Demand of Chunghwa Telecom. On Green Island, Channel 61 on Huanyu Cable. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Taipei County, Channel 95 on Mangrove Cable TV, Yongjiala Cable TV, and Global View Cable TV. In Kaohsiung County, Channel 95 on Phoenix Cable TV. In Yilan County, Channel 95 on Union Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 106 on Dongya Cable TV and Hualien Cable TV.
In Penghu County, Channel 03 on Penghu Cable TV. In Jingmen County, Channel 102 on Mingzong Cable TV. In Taitung County, Channel 106 on Dongtai Cable TV. In Xia'i County, Channel 97 on Guosheng Cable TV. And in Bozi City, Channel 90 on Dayang Cable TV. In Xia'i City, Channel 97 on CYC CATV Cable Company. And in Yunlin County, Channel 108 in Duliu City on Jialian Cable TV. And Channel 108 on Yuanchang Township on Peigang Cable TV. In Tainan County, Channel 106 on Xinyung An Cable TV.
In Mongolia in Hoft Province, Channel 21 on Han Altaik Cable TV. In Erdenet City, Channel 26 on Cha Tengger Cable TV. And Channel 50 on Himor Cable TV. In Sukbatar Seleng Province, Channel 30 on Mini Mongol. In Darhanul Province, Channel 8 on Darhan Broadcasting System. And Channel 44 on Cha Cable Company. In the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Channel 47 on Supervision, Channel 65 on Orange Cable Company, Channel 12 on MNBC Television, Mongolian Digital Broadcasting, and in Bayanzurk and Hanul District, Channel 25 on Himor Cable TV. In Hotor, Channel 21 through the cable provider Gunnarin. In Undurhan City and Henti Province, Channel 23 on Sanburt Company. And in Sanshan City in Dorongob Province, Channel 25 on Sun Power Company. In Thailand, in Ratchaburi Province, Channel 71 on Ratchaburi Cable TV.
In Germany, in parts of Schleswig-Holstein and Hamburg on Wilhelmtel. And in Hamburg on Willytel, using channel search for Supreme Master TV. In the Netherlands, Channel 30 on Recamp Cable Network. And in Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia.
Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at www.suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast, as well as live mobile TV streaming on Windows smartphones and iPhones. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, the United Nations Children's Fund and Liberian government collaborate to promote peace through education. In community news, a cultural centre in Dubai, United Arab Emirates, brings Japanese and Emirati people together. All this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, August 28th, is the birthday of the President of Croatia, His Excellency Dr. Ivo Josipovic, born in 1957 in Zagreb, Croatia. Serving in office since February 2010, President Josipovic has proclaimed his commitment to democratic values, human rights, and a just society. His Excellency has also signed the Open the Door project of the European Festivals Association to help promote appreciation of arts and traditions around the world. President Josipovic is an acclaimed composer of close to 50 works. His Excellency was honored with the European Broadcasting Award in 1999 and the PORIN, a Croatian Music Award, in 2000. Our appreciation, Your Excellency, Dr. Ivo Josipovic, for your efforts in enhancing the lives of the people of Croatia. We respectfully wish you a blessed birthday with cherished ones.
Lion News, Supreme Master Chinghai International Association Relief News Update from Pakistan. A series of massive floods, the most devastating in the nation's history, has claimed over 1,600 lives with victims still missing. In all, the United Nations estimates that 17 million residents have been affected, of whom about 5 million are currently homeless. More recent flooding in mid-August has worsened the situation in the nation's southern Sindh province, where over 460,000 homes have been damaged or destroyed. As of Thursday, August 26, nearly 500,000 people were instructed to evacuate as the Indus River continued rising.
हमें तीन घंटों का समय दिया गया, इसमें हम कुछ भी नहीं उठा सके। हमारा सारा कुछ जो वहीं रह गया, हम बच्चों को लेकर गाड़ी में निकले।
The impact is very dangerous. Millions of children lost their houses. Millions of children lost their parents. So many cities, they are looking like a river now, an ocean. They were cities. Life is smashed in Pakistan.
A month since the first serious floods, the victims have been in need of food, water, shelter from the scorching heat, and medical attention, with millions of children and the vulnerable at risk of waterborne diseases and heat stroke. Conveying her sorrowful prayers for the Pakistani people, Supreme Master Chinghai immediately sent $35,000 upon hearing of the initial disaster, requesting that our association members, including doctors and nurses, go to help. As the situation worsened, she donated $80,000 more in emergency aid, specifically requesting that sheltering tents be bought for the most desperate, such as children and the elderly. The combined $115,000 could purchase approximately $2 million in urgent supplies in the United States based on Pakistan's cost of living.
Covering their own travel expenses of $3,240, our association's relief team from Formosa or Taiwan, including one doctor, a nurse, and a dentist, have been assisting with diverse needs since they arrived in the highly impacted Mithyani area of Sindh province. A second relief team from Indonesia also just arrived with more medical support and will focus on assisting in another region.
We are in Mithyani of Sindh. It used to be a 40 village area, but now the flash flood washed away everything. And you can see the village behind me and then the damaged house is all gone. You can see the half the mosque in the flood water. We can feel how serious the flood was at that time.
With the help of the Pakistan Red Crescent, the All Green Association in Sindh, and an officer with the Toluca Municipal Administration, the relief team assessed the area's needs and purchased tents, along with medicine and basic food supplies. The medical team was stationed at a government-owned school in Mithyani, where they have been treating approximately 400 flood-affected persons who arrive each day. Many of the patients saw rapid improvements to their conditions. Meanwhile, the relief team supplied rice, beans, salt, and cooking oil to a kitchen in Mithyani that had been set up by the government, where local volunteers were thus able to prepare more nutritious, traditional plant-based meals. Our association's relief team members helped distribute the food to waiting families, along with SOS flyers explaining the vegan solution to preventing climate-related disasters.
We are at the government members' kitchen. They are cooking the food for the flood victims. They use the beans, rice, and vegetables which were donated by Supreme Master Chinghai. Let's go to see the kitchen now. You can see the food is done. There are beans, vegetables, and mushrooms in the pot. This is Supreme Master Television reporting from Pakistan.
To the Pakistani government and officials, Pakistan's Red Crescent and All Green Association in Sindh, thank you for your dedicated efforts in bringing relief to the flood victims. We are also grateful to Supreme Master Chinghai for her attentive aid and to our association's relief teams for their diligent service. Our prayers for the restoration of Pakistan and her people to save day-to-day lives, and that such events are eased as more people join in considerate ways of living.
Lives lost as heavy rains beat down on Delhi and surrounding regions. Rising waters of the Yamuna River on Tuesday, August 24th, caused 1,500 New Delhi residents living alongside its banks to evacuate to some 170 relief camps formed by the city government that have been equipped with mobile medical teams and water tanks. Meanwhile, at least 25 people lost their lives in northeastern Bihar and Jharkhand states, 10 of whom were children who did not survive after a school wall collapsed on Tuesday. With all major rivers in the region still running at danger marks, state officials have instructed district magistrates to distribute relief materials to flood victims immediately. In the populous northern state of Uttar Pradesh, thousands were affected as 8 people succumbed to rain-related incidents, while 2 people perished in Jammu and Kashmir state. India's Home Ministry said that so far 623 people have lost their lives during this monsoon season, with almost 4.6 million people across 20 states who have been affected. With our condolences for the loss of precious lives, we are thankful for the government's efforts to assist those in danger. Our prayers for the protection of all the flood-affected people, that such disasters subside as we better care for our planet and each other.
Hundreds perish as Nigeria and Cameroon face cholera epidemic. With more than 6,400 people already sickened and over 350 who have lost their lives, Nigeria's health ministry on Wednesday, August 25th, warned that the entire country is at risk of contracting the disease. In the neighboring West African nation of Cameroon, approximately 300 deaths were confirmed among the 3,000 known cases. Lack of clean drinking water, poor sanitation, and continued rains have combined to worsen the spread of the infection, which causes severe dehydration from diarrhea and vomiting that, according to the World Health Organization, can result in death within hours if not treated. Although short of funds, the Cameroonian government is planning distribution of water purification tablets along with expanded well construction. Several United Nations agencies have been working in both countries to counter the disease and are giving out medicines, rehydration salts, water kits, and educational materials in an effort to protect affected residents.
Our sincere appreciation, Cameroonian government and United Nations, for your life-saving assistance to the afflicted. It saddens us deeply to know of the lives lost to this disease as we pray for the safety and well-being of the Western African people. May such tragic epidemics soon be eliminated through our common striving to ensure a safe environment for all beings on Earth.
Supreme Master Chinghai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you, all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you, all the relief workers, for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
U.S. troops below 50,000 for first time in 7 years. In accordance with the Status of Forces Agreement negotiated between the U.S. and Iraqi governments, as well as U.S. President Barack Obama's directives, more U.S. troops withdrew on Tuesday, August 24th, leaving less than 50,000 personnel to assist and train Iraqi troops until they also depart by December 2011.
So welcome home, 2nd Brigade.
During a speech at an annual veterans convention, U.S. Vice President Joe Biden welcomed the U.S. troops home as he also highlighted Iraqi accomplishments in resuming control of the nation, noting a marked decrease in violence over time as Iraq's own security personnel stepped up in a protective role for the country. The Vice President also affirmed the exemplary actions of the nation's leaders in resolving issues diplomatically. Our respectful accolades, Your Excellency, United States and Iraq, for these further advancements of peace. Wishing the U.S. troops a warm reunion with loved ones and ever-expanding tranquility across the land for the gentle-hearted Iraqi people.
Burundi President inaugurated. On Thursday, August 26, Pierre Nkurunziza was sworn in for a second five-year term as the nation's president amidst a colorful celebration attended by hundreds of distinguished national and international guests. In his inauguration speech, the re-elected head of state pledged to protect and fulfill the country's constitution, as well as to dignify the nation, with a special focus on the further strengthening of peace. Our respectful congratulations, President Nkurunziza, on your renewed term in office. Wishing you much success in the continued opportunity to serve the highest goals of your country and fellow Burundi citizens.
Biosynthetic corneas offer hope of curing the blind. In a trial of 10 vision-impaired patients, a team led by Canadian Dr. Mae Griffith, working with Sweden's Linköping University eye surgeon Per Fagerholm, successfully implanted collagen equivalents of the cornea, which is the transparent covering of the eye surface that helps it focus light.
Not only did they note complete acceptance of the new synthetic material, the patient's own cells were found to regrow in the collagen, resulting in regeneration of corneal nerves as well as other normalized function. Moreover, their improved sight was comparable to those who received tissue from human donors. Approximately 10 million persons worldwide suffer loss of vision due to corneal disease or trauma each year. However, many are unable to be matched with a donated human cornea for transplantation, especially in developing countries. The scientists thus hope that this procedure could offer a successful substitution.
Our accolades and appreciation, Drs. Griffith, Fagerholm, and medical teams, for this ingenious innovation to improving visual health. May your noble work continue to succeed in returning sight to many across the globe.
Save our planet. China's top scientists note increasing extreme weather due to global warming. In a recent statement, Mr. Ren Fumin, chief instructor of the China Meteorological Administration, cited climate change as the reason for such extreme weather this year across the country, saying that the relentless rainstorms and hot temperatures were due to increased heat and its abnormal circulation over the northern hemisphere. Other scientists, such as Dr. Zhong Yongqiang of the University of Hong Kong, agree that the region's overall temperature rise is part of human-caused global warming.
In the last few thousand years, the global climate actually has been cooling, so temperature has been falling, particularly on the northern hemisphere, China or East Asia included. But if you look at the climate record in the last 200 years, this trend, this falling trend, actually has been reversed. So in the last 200 years, we saw temperature was rising. So that basically, that changed the long-term climate trajectory, which is a really, really strong evidence for the sort of the argument of the recent climate warming is due to human impact.
China has recorded nearly two full days of additional hot weather than previous years on average, while satellite monitoring data on July 25th showed that the surface temperature in some regions of Inner Mongolia, Gansu, Qinghai, and Xinjiang provinces had reached a sweltering 45 degrees Celsius. Moreover, since March, storms and floods across 28 provinces, autonomous regions, and municipalities have claimed nearly 1,000 lives, with hundreds of people still missing. According to the most recent information released by the Office of State Flood Control and Drought Relief Headquarters, the total economic loss is estimated at $27 billion.
Climate warming in the last 10, 20 years have significantly changed the weather patterns in China. We saw more and more warm winters. We also recorded quite a lot really hot summer. And summer is much warmer. This is noticeable, I think, by most of Chinese people in the last 20 years. Such change has caused lots of problems, including the increased snowfall in the last 2 years.
We thank Mr. Ren Fumin and Dr. Zhong Yongqiang for sharing their expert knowledge on the current effects of global warming. With sorrow for the suffering caused by such extreme weather patterns, we pray that citizens everywhere will join hands to protect our planet from further calamities through our caring lifestyle choices.
During an October 2009 video conference in Indonesia, Supreme Master Qinghai addressed, as on many previous occasions, the urgency of global warming as well as the fastest way to reverse its life-threatening impacts.
Now, according to expert scientists, the atmospheric temperatures are rising so steeply that we do not have much time left to change. And that is just what they have predicted up to date. The effects of climate change can be seen in so many ways, with increased flooding, droughts, fire, and even earthquakes everywhere in the world. How do we stop these alarming changes? The greenhouse gases released from the animals, from their waste, agriculture runoff, and the activities related to these massive operations have been identified as the number one cause of global warming. We have to halt the meat consumption and the livestock raising. Instead, we should choose to buy organic vegetable and fruit products to save our lives and those of our families, save the animals and the planet.
Save Our Planet. Researchers from the Australian Commonwealth Scientific and Research Organization, or CSIRO, report that about a third of the east coastal fish species are moving to cooler waters further south due to increased ocean temperatures caused by global warming.
Save Our Planet. In France, technicians work to drain an immense lake that formed due to global warming effects beneath the Tête Rouge Glacier on the Mont Blanc Alpine Mountain, hoping to protect thousands of people living in the valley below from a devastating flood.
Save Our Planet. The Welsh Assembly in the UK approves the construction of a 190,000 pound sterling bridge with interconnecting passageways and protective mesh to ensure that native dormice can safely cross the road.
Friends, I'm Tilo the Antelope, and this is my daughter, Alu.
It's a vegan diet for us always. Today we have a frugal tip.
If your canine friend's well-enjoyed bed only needs the cover replaced, you can consider doing that yourself.
Great idea, Tilo. The new cover can be made from some soft material such as your sheet, which you don't need. The old one can serve as a pattern.
Right, Alu. Your loyal friend will love still having her or his comfortable bed with its fresh look.
Thank you for tuning in.
And thank you for being veg and going green to save the planet.
Now, the weather around our beautiful globe.
Supreme Master Qinghai International Association News from Canada. For the locals and visitors from afar, the Organic Islands Festival and Sustainability Expo at Green Island Gardens in Vancouver Island, British Columbia, has become the cornerstone of green living. Since 2004, it has been dedicated to informing the public on topics such as waste reduction, alternative fuels, sustainable transportation, raw foods, organic agriculture and ethical trade, to name a few. The festival director, Ms. Deborah Morse, described the purpose of the event.
I wanted to have a place like these gardens and bring local businesses, environmental organizations, organic farmers, green builders all together because we're all on the same path.
At our association members' table, veg starter kits, SOS flyers and related DVDs giving information on the low-emissions plant-based diet were freely distributed. In addition, Supreme Master Qinghai sample booklets were displayed. Complimentary vegan samplings were also offered. Many attendees expressed their delight at the animal-free fare they had tasted. Kudos, Ms. Deborah Morse, and all involved in making this earth-friendly gathering possible. May more make choices that preserve our ecosphere, especially the best planet-protecting option, the organic vegan diet.
In education news, the United Nations Children's Fund, or UNICEF, and Liberian government foster peace by building schools. In collaboration with Liberia, the multi-million-dollar project of UNICEF includes plans for constructing 14 high-tech learning facilities in the West African nation in localities which are situated adjacent to other countries. A community center, which will be part of the school compound, is considered key to supporting harmony in the region. It will contain a resource center with internet facilities and a radio station. The program is part of UNICEF's Learning Along Borders for Living Across Boundaries initiative. Our heartfelt gratitude, United Nations Children's Fund and Liberia. Heaven bless your commitment to providing a bright future for many. May all youth be graced with loving homes and uplifting educational opportunities on a sustainable earth. Coming up on Noteworthy News, participants of a cultural program find positive similarities in Emirati and Japanese traditions. We'll give the dog a hug and be right back. Please stay tuned for more outstanding news on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, significant news for a meaningful world. In community news, the United Arab Emirates Japan Culture Centre provides opportunities for enhanced dialogue and interaction. Located in Dubai, the centre offers programs including courses in Arabic culture, language classes and field trips for Japanese citizens presently living in the area. One eager participant, Miss Asma Al-Tajir, teaches Arabic and has also learnt Japanese at the centre. She remarked on the similarities between the two cultures, stating that politeness and hospitality are important to both societies. Congratulations, Emirati citizens and Japanese residents, on your developing understanding and respect for one another's heritage. May people of all nations gladly meet in harmony, friendship and goodwill.
Please join us for a joke entitled The Boat, told in Benun, an indigenous language spoken in Formosa or Taiwan.
Hey there, Tatini, banana da. Mastan do iba manahibal. Makto iba mabalivi tu paon tu katu. Mustanista kinaskalan al. Hey da bunun balivunista isya ta katua.
And now for our viewers' heartline.
Well done to you all, Supreme Master Television. I am a 22-year-old vegetarian from Nigeria. I do see all your efforts on saving our planet, and I notice that it's very good to be vegan. I would like to be part of the message spreaders here in Nigeria. Thanks. Damilare from Nigeria.
Earth-loving Damilare, it is wonderful to receive your message. Please do join in sharing the vital fact that we can still save our ecosphere through a global transition to the low-emissions organic vegan diet. Any information that will help you can be freely downloaded at www.suprememastertv.com/b-veg. Godspeed and all our love.
Do you have a Heartline today? We welcome your Heartlines and stories. You can send them to heartline@suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or visit www.suprememastertv.com/heartline. It's been a pleasure to have your company on Noteworthy News.
May celestial loving light continue to shine upon our planet.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
China's President Hu Jintao expresses his nation's deep sympathy to North Korean Supreme Leader Kim Jong-il for the hardships created by recent flooding as he pledges to provide emergency relief materials.
Meeting in Qatar's capital city of Doha, Qatari and Iranian dignitaries confer on expanding mutual cooperation in scientific and cultural fields.
U.S. Governor Bill Richardson of New Mexico State is meeting with Cuban representatives to further enhance potential trade and cultural partnerships between his state and the Caribbean island nation.
The Czech Republic's provincial reconstruction team based in Afghanistan's Logar province provides immediate humanitarian aid, including drinking water, food, blankets, tents, and other necessities to flood-affected Hasarak area residents.
Representatives of North Korea and Cuba attend the opening of an artistic exhibit in Havana, Cuba, displaying books, photos, and other North Korean cultural items to commemorate the 50th anniversary of their country's diplomatic ties.
A United Nations-funded program implemented by the Bangladeshi government teaches newly married couples to recognize danger signs during pregnancy to increase maternal health and save infants' lives.
Ukraine Foreign Minister Konstantin Grishenko and Syrian Foreign Minister Walid Mulallam meet, pledging to further their country's bilateral relations, including working together for shared economic benefit.
After dozens of wild burros were found perished near a dried spring in a California, USA desert, the Bureau of Land Management airlifts thousands of gallons of water to save the remaining burros in the herd.
French engineers unveil a manually controlled yellow submarine called the Scoopster, which is powered by pedal and can reach speeds of 8 kilometers per hour while going to depths of 6 meters.
Foreign ministers of Ecuador and Peru, Ricardo Pantino and José Antonio García Belaunde, respectively sign an accord to establish binational embassies that will provide services to the citizens of both nations.
Families of the 33 Chilean miners rejoiced to watch a 40-minute video giving them the first glimpses of the men who are still underground as the government makes efforts to maximize their physical and emotional comfort during the estimated 4 months it will take for their rescue.
We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWN.